Now let's dive into our biologic options. TNF-alpha inhibitors include agents such as adalimumab, sertralizumab, etanercept, and infliximab. Of these four different agents, three of them are administered subcutaneously. Infliximab is the exception in terms of administration. It is administered via IV. One common feature of these TNF inhibitors is that in addition to being approved for psoriasis, they are all also approved for psoriatic arthritis, as well as a number of rheumatologic and gastrointestinal diseases. The dosing for the TNF inhibitors compared to the other classes that I will talk about a little bit later is relatively more frequent. One TNF inhibitor that I want to highlight that has been shown to be safe to use during pregnancy and breastfeeding is sertralizumab. And the reason for that is sertralizumab lacks the Fc region, which is typically required for transport of a biologic across the placenta. Overall, TNF inhibitors are not associated with an overall risk of malignancy or internal malignancy. Because most patients recruited to the trials for the TNF inhibitors were patients who had a proof of therapy in the past, there's some conflicting evidence on whether skin cancers may be associated with some of these biologics. However, this is oftentimes complicated or confounded by the fact that many of the patients recruited for these earlier trials had been users of phototherapy, which is known to increase their skin cancer risk.